And it's just good to have Nashville SC back, and it's always great to have our man Drake Hills, covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean, friend of show, back on the show. Drake, good morning, man.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know what I just walked into virtually, whatever was going on, but it sounded like John Burton decided to be Barry White.
It was the quiet storm with JB. It's big homie Jonathan Burton. It's the quiet storm. Anyway,
okay.
Drake, welcome back to when Pogue's not here, we tend to run amok. SC back in action. Before we get to that, tell us about the trade with New York.
Absolutely. Nashville SC, of course, flying actually should be port and departing for Dallas very soon, if not have not already. They're supposed to be scheduling to leave mid morning, but yes. Alex Mouil, it's a tough name to pronounce, but Alex.
That's why I tossed it to you, my man. I was like, tell us about the trade. It's an old radio trick. Because I didn't want to butcher the name.
Alex Mouil is how you pronounce it. And he's a guy who, he has experience. He's a winger. Obviously, Nashville SC traded an international player slot the 2020 season as well as an international player slot for 2021. In order to receive Alex, who is a 24-year-old winger who is versatile. He has a lot of technical ability. He can play in many different positions and attack. He's a guy who has been with the Red Bulls club and the Red Bulls system probably, I want to say it's been almost 10 years. He signed as a homegrown at the under-16 level, and he was brought up in their academy and signed a homegrown contract in 2016. And he's got some playoff experience as well since 2016. Obviously, Red Bulls, since Alex's arrival, has made the playoffs each year, 17, 18, and 2019. We'll see what happens this season. But he's played in every single postseason that they've been a part of. So he's got that experience. He knows how to be able to press the line, be able to be an attacker who also is a great defender up front as well. So this could be something that could stir the pot a little bit, obviously. Someone with such versatility going up against and competing with David Akam, competing with Randall Leal, competing possibly even with Dominic Badji and Daniel Rios and Abu Danladi for that central striker position, because Alex Mouil play all of those positions, but he primarily plays as a right winger. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, an underlying theme is that the secondary player transfer window is open in MLS as of today, and so the deal will be made official today, according to reports. And we'll see what happens. And does Nashville SC introduce him sometime next week? Maybe he gets into training. He features in that first game against Atlanta United in a couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens with Alex. But it's also something to keep in mind that while Nashville SC is possibly playing today, and then they're going to play again Sunday, both in Dallas, there could be some more signings. We'll see. I'm going to try to get the scoop, but the international window is open as well, so you could see some players from other countries from Europe that Nashville has their eye on.
Drake Hills is our guest. He covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean, friend of show. Drake, I can only imagine how excited A and relieved B Nashville SC is to finally get back on the field and play a match. We all know what happened. Lost their first two games out of the break, then of course the long layoff due to COVID-19. They go to the MLS's back tournament, but they have to leave because too many players tested positive. Same with FC Dallas. So it makes sense that these two teams are going to play each other a couple of times. But how excited, how relieved is this club to finally be back playing another game against another team?
Right. I mean, the narrative is gotten redundant, unfortunately, because the guys have been saying the same thing for the past 2 weeks. They're ready to play.
Yeah.
They're ready to go up against somebody else. They've been training since July 20th. They've been scrimmaging, playing enough 11v11s, enough five-a-sides, enough situational soccer to be able to, last them a lifetime. And so they're ready to get into a real game. And also, they're ready to get the toughest part over, which is trying to push their body and get their physicality ready for what is a traditional match. It's something you cannot replicate in training despite playing in the 90-degree weather, you know, at, you know, 11, you know, 12 noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's all nice and dandy, and you're getting your sweat on, but there's nothing like running, you know, 7-8 miles, you know, during a match, which is, you know, usually what happens if you're playing a full 90, and your body will certainly feel that, you know, throughout the match and then subsequently as well. And so they're ready to get that part over. They're ready to get back to fitness because around this time in a conventional season, they would be at the peak of their fitness and perhaps a little bit fatigued after playing, you know, let's say 20-something matches. So for Nashville, this is something to not only be excited about, but to ready to get over with, not in a sense of they're not looking forward to it, but also, you know, there's going to be challenges with this as well. It's not, you know, all jubilation. So I definitely look forward to seeing how they respond, how players respond, how Gary Smith rotates the squad. You know, this is going to be an opportunity where the rules are still the same as MLS's back tournament. You're going to have those extra substitutions, you're going to have those rule changes to be able to offset the fatigue and offset the tired legs, the noodle legs, if you will. And, you know, on top of that, you know, I hope that there's goals. That's the biggest thing, is I hope that there's goals, and I hope there's some entertainment, man.
Yeah.
5 months and 4 days. That we've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, we certainly have, Drake. And, you know, the reason why I asked that is just because I know how disappointed this club was when they had to leave the MLS's back tournament. And I know that, and I thought it was kind of unfair, some of the criticism that the club received for not doing proper COVID-19 protocol, because it sounds like they did everything right. It was just, you know, bad luck. You know, guys got down to the bubble and a bunch of guys got infected and they couldn't play. And I know Ian Ayer was really upset about some of the criticism his club received during that time.
Right, and I wrote that story about, you know, Nashville and Ian Ayer being, you know, devastated and being feeling disrespected, not only by, you know, folks at ESPN and folks in and around the bubble and folks in the media circles covering this team, but also just folks who are talking about Nashville SC. I wrote about that as well, but also explained, you know, perhaps how this whole outbreak even unfolded, which people need to understand. This was not a failure of the bubble. This was not a failure of MLS or the MLS Players Association, who agreed to the waiting time in which, and also the overall time that players and delegations were required to be in the bubble. This was not full blame on those individuals and those organizations. This was a matter of not knowing everything and also having cases being contracted and the virus being contracted prior to entering the bubble. And I wrote that story and talked from an epidemiologist, or talked to epidemiologists about that, and also took a look at, you know, what exactly were players doing, what exactly were delegations, you know, like prior to the bubble, how training was taking place, how, you know, testing was taking place. Obviously, you know, just like FC Dallas, so I wrote about Nashville SC, The Athletic wrote about the FC to players. You know, the thing is that, you know, we kind of saying the same thing. The Athletic is saying that FC Dallas players, you know, a lot of these cases and these players that contracted cases, they were coming from houses that in which they were living with relatives. They were living with their parents. So
right.
Younger players, players that, you know, not necessarily are living by themselves or living with one person, but perhaps two, three, maybe four people. The same thing with Nashville SC. It's bizarre to blame Nashville players for or spread rumors about them going to bars or going to Midtown or Broadway or going out and doing whatever, or even having people at their own home. I mean, it's bizarre because you can't confirm it. You have no idea.
Right.
It's simple as you and I, John, going to the Kroger and possibly contracting something. That's as minor as this could be, and as slim of a chance this could be in terms of exposure. So, you know, I definitely understood where Ian was coming from. I'm not here to affirm or defame what Ian was saying or disagree with him, but I do understand where he's coming from, and, you know, quite frankly, that's just the reality, and they're going to have to move forward with it, and I think tonight is a good opportunity to do so.
Drake Hills is our guest. We're talking Nashville SC. Drake, of course, covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean. All right, what can you tell us about FC Dallas?
Yep, well, they haven't lost a game.
No, that's
I'll
good.
I'll tell you that much. obviously Philadelphia Union is a good team, and they knocked off Philadelphia Union in the first game of the season. Philadelphia had reached the semifinal of the MLS's back tournament, and probably one of the best fits collectively in that tournament, aside from Portland Timbers winning the tournament last night. Obviously, Orlando City is in there as well. FC Dallas is a young team. They've got probably one of the best academies in Major League Soccer, period, in terms of youth talent. They've developed that youth talent. They've got, a couple of homegrown players in their side. They've got Matt Hedges, who anchors their back line, who is similar to Walker Zimmerman. And, in fact, they played together for at least two or three seasons when Walker Zimmerman came into the league. That was Dallas's center back pairing at that time. Matt Hedges has been there since 2012, so he is their guy. They've got Hollingshead, who's at left back, and Reggie Cannon, who's a U.S. men's national team guy, who's a homegrown as well for FC Dallas. And then they've got some attacking danger up front. Michael Barrios out right, who plays at the right wing. They got Ferreira. They've got guys who are very dynamic. And they are somewhat similar defensively to Nashville in terms of, they're willing to press. They are aggressive in, defensively. If they lose the ball in their attacking third, they are going to try their best and be as much of a frenzy as possible to win it back in dangerous areas. So there's somewhat of a similarity in terms of their defensive aggression and their high press. But they're a little bit different offensively. They want to have the ball as much as possible and try to break you down. So it's going to be an interesting way to see how Gary Smith, Nashville SC head coach, and FC Dallas's head coach and Luchi Gonzalez, how they're going to play that mental game to see who breaks down first.
So this is the first of eight games for Nashville SC. As we said, two in Dallas or Frisco, Texas against FC Dallas, and then Atlanta United, Orlando, Inter Miami, Orlando again. Inter Miami again, and then Atlanta again. What do you hope to see from this team during this eight-game stretch? With everything that's gone on, what would be the ideal end game, I guess, for Nashville SC after this eight-game schedule when they get, started playing again?
I think the big thing is going to be a very particular thing, and I think this thing is going to help them push for wins, and that is the decision about who's going to be their goal scorer, who's going to be their number nine. Mm-hmm. I think answering that question after these couple games and possibly through the phase one, which is what they call this schedule right now, MLS does, being able to answer that question is not only, I think, going to be put them in a dangerous, looking at it from an opposition standpoint, it's going to make Nashville pretty dangerous going forward because they have that experience, they have that dynamic and attack, and they have skilled and technical players out wide who can create chances and deliver service into the middle of the field. If Dominique Badji truly emerges as their number one choice and bangs in a couple of goals, I think not only does Nashville SC walk out of these two matches against Dallas with at least a win, if not going undefeated or two wins, I think going into September when you're finishing this phase one, I think you're going to look at Nashville SC a little bit differently than many did February 29th and then again March 8th. That's the biggest thing, and I think that's going to pull a lot of weight on what not only should we be looking for, but I think what Nashville SC is looking at itself.
Both games in Dallas against FC Dallas start at 7:30, of course, tonight, and then on Sunday, right? Second game Sunday or Monday? Sunday, right?
That's correct. Yeah, 7:30 kickoff tonight, and then again Sunday.
Okay, I was reading the wrong thing.
and a big thing, John.
Yeah,
is this is a very different situation in the Preds, very different situation in the Titans. You've got a team who is flying to the game the day of and have to leave the night of.
Wow.
Both times, and that's going to take place throughout this first phase. You're going to have Nashville SC, like I mentioned earlier, they're in the air right now. and they're going to get to Dallas. They're going to get situated, and then they're going to head to Toyota. They're going to head and they're going to play against FC Dallas tonight, and then in the middle of the night they're going to fly back to Nashville, and they're going to do it all over again.
Wow. So, no overnight stay, huh? Okay.
No overnight stays. That's been a very big thing that MLS does not want, is a lot of excessive hotel stays, being exposed. Because let's be honest, the thing is that there is no bubble anymore. The MLS
right.
back tournament was the, and that ended last night, which means the conclusion of the of a bubble-like situation and a bubble-like system. So you're going to have Nashville going to and fro, as well as other teams, not in a bubble. So they're trying to do as much as they can, MLS, as well as the MLS Players Association, and keeping these players and these delegations safe. And that's going to take place throughout this phase one. So you could very, very well expect to see Nashville FC on a bus on the 24 going east down to Atlanta. Mm. And they'll probably get off that bus, go play Atlanta United at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, then get on a bus and head back up to Nashville the same day.
Wow. All right, Drake, get your plugs in, my man. How can people keep up with your fine, fine work?
Yeah, man, listen to my very dry and sometimes funny tweets at Live Life Drake on Twitter. And you could also figure out and learn a little bit more about Nashville SC and soccer in Tennessee at Tennessean.com/Nashville SC. There should be an exciting amount of new coverage, obviously, because there are games now after 5 months. So, I mean, that's going to spice up a little bit, you know, what happens next for this club, how our coverage changes as we move into this new phase.
Looking forward to it, man. Drake, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being on. Have a great day, all right?
All right, you take care. You guys have a little bit of jam as well.